This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dane Smith with the ball inside the Vancouver zone. Scores! The Great Dane hesitated, stuttered, and let it go and found Twine.
The Bandits are once again in the NLL final. I love that that's a thing we get to say every year. Once again.
Mm-hmm.
And to talk more about it, we've got the man who you just heard from there. John Gertler on the call. John Gertler on the Westher Hotline. Here with us now as we don't know who the Bandits will be playing, but we know when games 1 and 2 will be next weekend on Friday and Saturday. John, it's Derek and Joe here. Appreciate being able to talk to you once again as the Bandits are again in the NLL Finals.
Hey, great to have you on the line. Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course, John. And once again, the Bandits being back in the NLL Finals, we don't know who they are going to end up playing as of yet. It is still to be determined between, I do believe that is Halifax and Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it does look like the Bandits, they are, once again, one of the best teams. They stay the best team from start to finish this year and have an opportunity not only to make the three-peat happen, but even more impressively, it is the fifth straight year that they are in the finals.
It is pretty amazing. I mean, this team right now is stoked and ready to go. I'm up at the Toronto Rock Athletic Center and just an hour and a half through what I would consider a very strenuous practice in preparation for Friday night's encounter at KeyBank Center. The guys, this is their first get-together since flying home on Sunday, and they're just letting the wheels kind of start rolling, and they started practice on a very slow pace. And now, as I just went outside the Toronto Rock Athletic Center, they were into a full 5-on-5 practice. So they've got it going. I was talking to a couple of the players before practice this afternoon and said, you know, how do you feel about going into the Friday night encounter after a week off? And, you know, the straight answer said, hey, we just played 12 games in 10 weeks. And we relished the week off and very well experienced at that, because at the start of the regular season, you know, they had a game and then a week off and a game and a week off. So they're pretty familiar with it. And these guys are pros, and they just picked it up right where they left off. And what I witnessed earlier this afternoon is, like, these guys are just they're primed and ready and not missing a beat right at the moment.
John, I remember talking last season, and, you know, the back-to-back, they were in ice baths on the bus back from Albany. They get some extended time off, as you mentioned, and that comes at nothing short of a dominant two-game win over Vancouver. And Matt Vince was a huge player in that, really being dominant in the net. I guess
playing the best position of his career and showing why he is the greatest goaltender of all time in the National Lacrosse League. And I'm sure, and speaking with him again this morning, the fact of it, he says, I've started my preparation now. And he goes through a very strenuous sequence on his own, and then certainly in today's practice, and then he'll begin to pick up where he left off, as he said beforehand. I'm crossing the T's, I'm dotting the I's, and we'll be ready for Friday night. They'll also have a practice on Thursday, which they'll shake things out, and by that time, obviously, they'll know who they're going to face, so they'll begin to game plan. But what I've witnessed so far this afternoon is that they're kind of mixing in both of what they should prepare for, either Halifax or Saskatchewan, two entirely different teams.
John Gertler on the Western Hotline. Again, the Bandits starting the NLL Finals coming up on Friday. John, I've been interested in this player all year, how he has grown into a new role. It's Ian McKay. McKay being given more of an offensive role as the team has necessitated it, and a career high in goals. He leads the Bandits in this postseason with 9 goals in the playoffs. What has it been like watching Ian McKay going from the transition primary role there to now being given the opportunity on the offensive side of the boards and being a threat to put the ball in the net?
No question. He's a 200-foot player. He understands the parts and pieces of responsibilities that he has, and now coming out as a part of the offense, he understands his positioning and has such a good nose for the net, have you, in an area where he just feels very comfortable about shooting. And the more he plays up front, the slower the game is going to get for him, and he really can kind of identify what shot he really wants to take. And it's just, I mean, he's phenomenal, whether he's behind the net or whether he's dashing in on a break, whether he's a part of the transitionary process. He knows exactly what to do and how to do it. And I think it's a combination of all of the players together, the 5 on the floor that know his positioning. And the better he can get into an area of scoring, the better the Bandits are going to play. But on the other side, for the opposing team, now they have to figure out how they're going to cover number 4. And don't forget, you've got 92 and Dane Smith and 22 and Josh Byrne, and then 95 and Chase Fraser and number 1 and Dehoka Nanakoke and 91 and Kyle Buchanan. All of these guys can be number 1 scorers on any other team. And now you've got to combine all together. And then you've got Ian McKay that's going to join the scoring, and then Chris Kluche as well. I mean, just a phenomenal offensive attack for the Bandits going into this finals, whether it's against Saskatchewan or Halifax, they're going to have their hands full.
So speaking of the series between Saskatchewan and Halifax, only one game's been played. So game 2 is tonight, and then on Monday. On Sunday, that's a possible game 3. Doesn't give them a lot of time to really get into the swing of things compared to the Bandits, basically championship bye week. What have you seen in game 1 of that series, and what are you looking for in these next 2 games for the Bandits, either opponent?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco, 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 to go.
Taco Two. This deal legit. Taco Two. Go. Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99.
Either Halifax or Saskatchewan can turn the tables on each other. Earlier in the season, during the regular schedule, Halifax just dominated Saskatchewan. And then Saskatchewan coming back into their game number one, you know, it was kind of a seesaw battle back and forth, and then Saskatchewan just took off. Anytime you've got Shanks, who's a former Halifax player that can score six goals right away, and then certainly get a great contribution from Zach Manz. Saskatchewan has a well-rounded type of roster, and similar to Buffalo's defense, where they've got some great outstanding defensive players, and Frank Chiliano, certainly a great goaltender on Saskatchewan's side, and whether, you know, it's Hutchcraft or Warren Hill on the other, it doesn't matter. These two teams are going to battle it out, not only tonight, but if there's a game three, it'll be tomorrow. Kind of a weird schedule. You know, they open up in Halifax, and then they're moved the entire series over to Saskatchewan for 2-3. So both teams have to battle. I would imagine that Saskatchewan will try to pick up where they left off and dominating what they did in game number one in Halifax tonight. But, you know, certainly Halifax can turn the tables. They have the scoring ability with all of those guys that are involved in the Halifax side. And, you know, it will almost be, I would figure, tonight last goal wins, and if not going into overtime, you know, whoever's going to take it. And then if it's forced game three, I mean, those guys have to pick up the pieces and play again. Then if it's that situation, they've got to recalibrate and figure things out, and then whoever's going to come to Buffalo, whether it's Halifax or Saskatchewan, and then prepare for the Bandits, who will be certainly in waiting for Friday night. And so far, what I've seen today at practice here in Oakville, man, the Bandits, they didn't miss a step. Yeah, sure. I think the coaching staff did a great job today by starting practice off very slow. Get the guys to just do a trot. Get them involved in a little bit of one-on-ones and maybe just some dashes. What they did at the beginning of today's practice was they used the whole field from 200 feet. Just let the guys run back and forth, take shots back and forth, but keep a cadence going, and then increasing the cadence as it went where they started to sprint. So I think kudos to the coaching staff and the training staff to say, okay, we're going to start these guys slow. We're going to pick up the pace a little bit. And now, since I just went out the doors, they're playing 5-on-5, and they're playing like it's a game right now. So, and I'm sure, you know, conservative in their side of the fence are just saying, hey, we don't want to go totally, but I wasn't worried, but on the other hand, you know, everybody's going to say, is it going to be a benefit for them on the week off? I would say yes, because a lot of the guys are banged up. And I think the week off kind of opened up the little bit of the, relaxed a little bit of the muscles and the strained muscles and the nicks and bruises that you get in this game anyway. So I think just with the experience that the Bandits have, that the week off did them good. You know, it'll get them ready to go. And certainly, again, the canvas of players, they don't care who they play. They're just ready and so excited to open up on Friday night at home at KeyBank Center.
John Gertler on the Western Hotline here with us. I should say it this way. Finalist for the Tom Borelli Media Person of the Year Award, John Gertler is on with us right now. John, congratulations, by the way, for being named a finalist here for the Tom Borelli Media Person of the Year. I would be remiss if we didn't talk to you and not be able to bring this up for you. So congratulations on being a finalist there.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. It's a wonderful honor to have. And, you know, when I started with the Bandits back in 2004, Tom Borelli worked very closely with me. You know, a great reporter of the Bandits from day one. He kept all of the statistics from every game. And when I went into starting to call the games, he was right there with me to help me not only on what to look for, but stats to keep and to always be available in consultation to, you know, help me along with the game. And Tom's, you know, during his time, was just such a wonderful guy from a personality sense, you know, just helped me out from square one. And then, you know, to have Tom with me during that time at the beginning of my career with the Bandits, all the way up until his unfortunate and untimely death, He was there all the time. I asked him questions. He was always there to give me the rundown of this, that, and the other, which was wonderful. And then to couple that, to have guys like Randy Mearns, who I worked with for the 19, 20 years, and also to have Darris Kilgore as the head coach work with me and teach me the game, that was just a great combination, a great trio. And today, now, John Tavares and Steve Dietrich continue to teach me the game. So it's been an ongoing process. It almost seems like yesterday that I had started with the Bandits, but you know, here we are, 2025, and again, being a part of a club that's got two championships back-to-back under the belt, and they're going for another one.
John, we are looking forward to you giving that call, as you always do here with us, and I hope you have yourself a great, relaxing week so you can be ready for a pair of games here on Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be ready to go, and thanks to Alan and Kevin Carr of Odyssey to put us on WGR, and we'll have that pregame show beginning on Friday night at 7 o'clock right here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
There it is. John even hitting the promo for us. John, appreciate it. And
congratulations again.
Congratulations again, and hopefully we talk soon on the other side with a third Bandits championship in a row.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you, John. That's John Gertler on the Western Hotline.
Getting exciting in Bandit land. I mean, it's a lot of anticipation because, again, as we've talked about, there's a lot to wait still, a long time, but it's worth it. Yeah. They're going to come out hungry, excited. I can't wait. I'm ecstatic for another playoff run.
This will be awesome for this to be a chance for three straight. It's downright dominant and almost hilarious to a point. You had players like John Tavares and Mark Steinhaus and Darris Kilgore, and so many players that you can go through the history of this team, and you're seeing it again. Dane Smith, Josh Byrne, Matt Vince. But now this year, I paid attention to it. Ian McKay has become a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's being given more of the offensive shifts and he's capitalizing.
Yeah.
Because he has two of the best players in the league helping set it up. It helps. That's going to help you. You have Dane Smith, whose assist totals are obnoxious. He knows how to find a play. He's always two steps ahead of you. And now McKay, career high in goals throughout the regular season, leads the team in points in the postseason.
Scored 7 in the 2-game series with Vancouver.
And to be ahead of Byrne and Smith.
Yeah.
Scoring in the playoffs, that's a big deal.
Even speaking with Dave Buchanan last week, he was wanting that more offensive role, and look at what happens when you give it to him.
And yeah, he's taking advantage.
Taking full advantage of
it. He's taking advantage of it. He is becoming that third option, and a dangerous one at that. So I'm intrigued to see how this goes. You brought up something that was very interesting, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Saskatchewan and Halifax, if it goes 3, they have a terrible schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would play tonight, then tomorrow night.
So a back-to-back.
You'd have a back-to-back, and then you're flying out to Buffalo.
Yep, and you have 5 days. 4, really. Yeah. 4 of preparation, and then Buffalo, meantime, has had close to 14 days, so 2 weeks.
And we saw how dominant they were when they had time off to start the season.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of scary. Because they were not just good, they were hilariously good.
Yep.
To start the year. Because they had so much rest. And a chance to get some guys to recover, that's a big deal.
It's huge. It's huge. They're going to be rested, tapered, ready to go. It's really exciting. I can't wait.
By the way, just to be cleared up on something, it was the uniform talk. You'd mentioned something about what prompted the switch between the white helmets to red. It was Ferguson.
Joe Ferguson.
Not Kelly that caused the switch.
Both colorblind.
Hey, you know what?
So both of them couldn't watch the Color Rush game.
Not happily, at least.
Not happily.
Yes. So, and we will never talk again about a certain color.
Navy blue?
We'll be back to wrap up Sports Talk Saturday coming up here next on WGR.